chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true." And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, "See that you do not do that. For I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God." And he said to me, "Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still."
Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we welcome you here. We're eternally grateful for everything. This was, at the beginning of this message, was the first part of chapter 22 in the book of Revelation. And the last two chapters in the book of Revelation are about the new heaven, the new earth. And it's permeated, the description, permeated with the glory of God, the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the same Holy Spirit that that a believer has. That every believer has and that God offers to every person on the earth. This is just a short, special message. It's in the series of the glory of the Lord, but I just want to just emphasize the glorious presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of God. That's the answer for every person on the earth. That's Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Father God Almighty. They are all one. Isn't that amazing? The Lord God is one. And that's something the Holy Spirit can and will reveal. And it's an eternal revelation. His presence, so wonderful, so beautiful, beyond human words. For all eternity, those who make it to heaven will not be able to express him in human words. We can come up with all kinds of analogies, and they may be good, but they will never... He's beyond any description or analogy or... this is what humans were born to do. Humans were born to fellowship with him, with Jesus Christ. Amen. With the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Father. This is incredible. Now all of those revelations, they flow from knowing him. That's the whole thing. That's what's so wonderful. Every person on the earth has that opportunity. He offers this to every person on the earth. How wonderful it is that today Jesus and the, you know, the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ, is being proclaimed. Amen. You know, that's the gospel. That's the only true God is an eternal revelation, and as I mentioned, he can never be put into human words, but at the same time, he can be summed up in one word, one name, one person, Jesus. So wonderful. And that it, we could say, for example, that the presence of Jesus is worth more than the world and everything in it, multiplied times infinity. And that's true. But that's an analogy. That's a comparison, or whatever you want to call it. But it does not do him justice. Someone just has to experience his presence. And this is such a key. Two things. Let me just... With believers, this is how we walk with him. This is how we can have the victory and know him. And you know... And also, I've been discussing this past week about the battle for human souls and how it's almost, if we look at it, it's really a dilemma. But the answer is the anointing, the presence of Jesus. When the presence of Jesus is there in, let's say, in a meeting, or let's say in a crusade, or in any situation, that's when that's how people get saved. And that's the only way. So it solves everything. A great man of God said it with a lot of emphasis. He said the anointing solves everything. The anointing is the presence of Jesus. That's the glory of God. And when we get this, we also see that if a believer, if we do not seek him and his presence, look at what we are missing out on, and what essentially, if a believer does not seek him, I don't want to sound harsh, but if we don't seek him and give him first place and first make him everything, we're basically saying no. And look at what we're saying no to. You know, we're totally missing out, and we're foolish. Now, it's even worse for unbelievers. If they say no to this offer, to look at what they're missing out on, okay, and there's serious eternal consequences. Anyone who dies without Jesus Christ will end up in the lake of fire. And if they die, they will spend eternity in the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's very serious. But I want to emphasize, I'm not judging them, because we as believers, it's serious. It's even more serious for us. I've said this before, but it's so true. It's more serious for a believer if they're called into ministry and they don't pursue that, if they don't, I'm not going to go into that too much, but Jesus was very clear. He said, if anyone knows his master's will and doesn't do it, he will be beaten with many blows or stripes. If he who did not know his master's will and didn't do it shall be beaten with few. So it's serious. How do we get this victory? The presence of Jesus, that so glorious. I use that analogy on the 1 to 10 scale. He's infinity. I want to keep saying these things and these different analogies. We need to hear it, because most even believers are in dead religion, and it's very sad and tragic that that's such a rampant thing. when we meet his presence, meet him in his presence, we will only want him. Here's another analogy. If God gave us an angel to be with us all the time, it would be incredible. In fact, in the portion at the beginning of this message, you saw where the Apostle John, when he encountered the angel, he fell down and worshiped the angel. The angel said, no, don't do that. Worship God. Angels are so awesome. Why? Because they carry the glory of God. They're made from God's glory. God has given every person something infinitely greater. And I emphasize infinitely greater than having 1 or 10 or even 1,000 angels. That's incredible. That's the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. I'll try to finish with that. But that's truly fascinating. And it's even more than that. It's the perfect plan, because the angel, as great as an angel is, if they were with us, following us all the time, it would be incredible. Well, they would have to follow us and be with us, and they would not be... You understand, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's everywhere on the earth. Someone who's a believer, you understand that plan is also infinitely greater than having 1,000 angels all around you, because we're condemned to victory for all eternity. This is why when someone dies, someone who is saved, when they die, they instantly go to heaven and their body is there just like they were on the earth. They're in God's glory in heaven. They were in God's glory on the earth. Even if they don't realize it, they have the glory of God in their spirit person. They're a temple of the Holy Spirit, and they're in God's glory because His presence is everywhere on the earth. When they die, boom, they just transfer to heaven. And technically, angels actually, actually come and get that person in these wonderful, glorious chariots, and they travel up to heaven. This is incredible. So my point on that is, the Holy Spirit can reveal these glorious things. I just had that thought. As Reinhard Bonnke said, this is the perfect plan. We never could have thought of it. The Holy Spirit living within us and all around us, everywhere we go, whether we're at home, at work, out with other, the Holy Spirit's all around us all the time. We don't even have to think about it. Just like the air and the sunlight, we don't even have to think about it. We're automatically receiving those things. And that's a good analogy for the Holy Spirit. Amen.